the fans continue to come out the next three games. We're all at home and continue to support this team.
Well, let me ask you this. I hear a lot of the Northern Michigan Wildcat fans really complaining about the way they've played the last couple of weeks, even though they played great on Saturday night, yeah. I understand, against Ferris State. Well, Coach Walt Kyle saying it was one of their better games but didn't come out on top. But you look at what they have, and they have us, but their last two weekends, we're sitting and watching them play in the second to last weekend, and then we're watching them play Alabama Huntsville their last weekend. So I still see them as really writing their own ticket.
Well, they are. They are. Yeah. They're at home this weekend. They've got, a good schedule as far as their home and away balance mm-hmm. goes. I think they play five of their next three at home. Five of their last eight at home. So, when we play them, we'll have to just take care of business. We can't look too far forward, but we get them twice. So, we're going to have something to say in those games. Going to be big games. Like this weekend's a big game. We have a chance to basically stay ahead of Fairbanks. We have a chance basically, if we can have a great weekend, to put them so they can't catch us. And then we play Northern Michigan, we'll have to go in there with that same mindset. So we control our own destiny, which I like. We control our destiny. That's the way you want it. Mm-hmm. You want it in your hands. We just have to go out, continue to play well, play that standard of play, and get the job done.
What's really going to make that Northern series so important?
Well, this weekend's, weekend's
exactly,
to me, more important. Mm-hmm. More important than that weekend, because it's here, it's present, and we're 4 points up on Fairbanks right now, mm-hmm. Alaska, and if we need a good weekend. If we can have a good weekend, we can put some separation between ourselves and them first and foremost. So we had a good weekend on Bowling Green. We had an opportunity to put them behind us, and we took care of business this weekend. We have an opportunity against Fairbanks, and that's the only series that we're really going to focus on, starting at 3 o'clock today.
Well, the Michigan Tech Huskies now sit in third place in the standings behind Ferris State and Minnesota State. There's still a chance to catch Minnesota State, but we are 6 points behind them. Are you kind of looking at it like I am, hoping that Ferris State and Minnesota State wins as many games as possible when they're not playing us?
Well, I do, but if Minnesota State does slip up, mm-hmm. That last weekend could be for a lot.
Yeah.
It really can. So there's a lot of great scenarios going forward.
And, really is.
And we have to continue to win games, because we're not out of the woods as far as not making the playoffs either.
Right.
I mean, that's how close it is, and I think that's good. It keeps your focus on each and every game and what you need to do.
We are 1 point up on Anchorage, 1 point up on Bowling Green, 2 points up, or 4 points up on Alaska, like you said, and Bemidji State. And then Northern Michigan, again, with games at hand, they are at 19 points right now, 5 points behind us, but they play us twice, and they have Alabama Huntsville in the final two games of the season.
Well, what I like going forward is Northern and Lake State play each other this weekend. And the two teams that are 1 point behind us, Bowling Green and Anchorage, play each other this weekend. So something's got to give in both those series. That's why it's so important that you just take care of business mm-hmm. yourself, because these are huge points, and having those teams play each other, somebody's gonna lose those games, or you get ties, but that's still good. So we have to be ready for Friday night. When that puck drops come this Friday night, we have to be playing like it's game seven of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that's how we have to approach the games.
Any other thoughts on non-conference action or other conference action around? We saw that Michigan lost to Penn State. That was the big headline after Saturday night's 4-0 was the final there.
Yeah, it's Penn State hadn't won a Big Ten game. I think they're 0-9, mm-hmm. But they've played well. They've been in a lot of games. I watch a lot of hockey and seen their team play, and they've had some bad breaks and some bad bounces. So sooner or later they're going to win a game. And when you watch the game, I watch the highlights, and we was watching part of the game that. Things went in easy for Penn State that night, and Michigan couldn't score. So it seems like when you get behind, it's hard to come back. It doesn't matter who you're playing this day and age. So, good for Penn State.
What about Michigan State, Coach? They've been struggling this year. Do you see them being able to surprise anybody towards the end of the season?
Well, sure. They went into Minnesota last week, and mm-hmm. I think won in a shootout and then lost a one-goal game the next night, so against the top-ranked team in the country. So, most teams, you can go through, probably 50 teams in this, in Division I who have a chance to win any given night. So the parity in college hockey, it's there. So you better be ready to play, else you're going to get beat. That's the bottom line.
All right, we've got some questions, Coach, and we will address those questions from your listeners when we come back. It's the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And stay tuned. Coach Pearson has a couple of tickets to give away for each game this weekend as they get set to host Alaska at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 15 and 18 packs of beer are on sale store wide. Get amped up with all your favorite energy drinks on special throughout the store. Don't forget, if you're going ice fishing, to pick up your license, bait, and party needs. And Bucko's also sells snowmobile trail permits. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and 2 full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it, protect it. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. And time now for your questions, and we'll ask Coach. You can still get a question in if you want to hurry up. It's DJ@themix93.com. DJ@themix93.com. First question for Coach Mel Pearson is, what can be said about Dan Sova's status, who has not been in the lineup for a while, Coach?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And, you know, Dan has not played since, I believe, our last game at Ferris State when we were at Ferris. So he's missed a few games. And, you know, Dan obviously had the issue, missed a lot of hockey the first half and a lot of hockey last year with his hand. And he's still battling that a little bit. But he's working hard in practice. He's, I think, ready to play. He can play any night. He's played a lot of Division I hockey games. So, but having said that, the 6 guys who are, you know, currently playing are played really well. So Dan just has to wait for that opportunity to get in the lineup, and I'm sure there's going to be opportunity down the road here for him to get in. So, but he's working hard in practice. I think his hand continues to get better, and like I said, he's an experienced guy, and we have no problem throwing in when we need to.
Absolutely. And on that same line, I would guess the same for Jimmy Davis and Justin Fillion. Are those guys all healthy and ready to go too?
Well, Jimmy Davis looks good. You know, he's, again, you know, the broken hand. And, yeah, you know, you get, you know, really threw him behind because he was ready to have, I think, a breakout year, look good early in the year, and that put him out for another 8 weeks. So now the problem is when you can get him in. Every game becomes so important, and, you know, the guys are playing extremely well ahead of him, and, you know, have Dan Sova is playing well too. So we have to be careful with Jimmy because he's got a possibility for a red shirt situation if we want to do that, you know, and that's something that we'll discuss after the year. But every time it comes up, you know, we have to think about that. Right. You know, he can get that next year, and it might be good in our situation. So we have to be careful about that.
All right, next question for Coach. Can Alabama Huntsville build and sustain a competitive hockey program moving forward?
Well, I think they can. I think the one of the issues that they're facing now is they didn't have a league. So when you're out recruiting and they're an independent, I don't know if you remember, Dirk, at one point they said they were going to, that's it, the hockey program's done. And they rallied around it and kept it. And this was, I think, 2 years ago because they couldn't get in a league anywhere. So now that they're in the league, I think they have something to sell. And they have a good league to sell. And they can sustain. I remember when I was at Michigan, we were playing.